More with Mo. I am Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. And as always, I am joined by my partner in crime, the man himself, Mr. Richard Avery.
Hello, hello, hello.
Today on today's show, we are going to talk about cosplay. I have brought in my guest, Mika Tan.
Hello.
Mika, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I was a adult film star for about 18 years, but I have been a cosplayer much, much longer than that.
She's been dressing up since she was two.
So tell me, I don't know a lot about this, so tell me a little bit more about what cosplay is.
Cosplay is just the dressing up in different characters. I would say my first experience with dressing up as a character, my dad dressed me up as a little Jedi. We had a little brown robe when,
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Help me, Obi-Wan.
Yes, you dressed up all, like, we all had little brown robes. We waited in line to go watch Star Wars.
Oh, God.
But, let's see, where to start?
I got a question.
Yes.
Where's the term cosplay come from?
You know, it's really funny. It's like I used to call it fan play. When I was growing up, I mean, it was in Southeast Asia. I started doing cosplay with a bunch of my friends on Guam.
Oh. And she dressed up like little schoolgirls.
Yeah, we were just a bunch of us. Yeah,
my kind of costume.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Japanese influence on that culture. Mm-hmm. But, we used to call it fan play, and we used to dress up like different anime characters, but I think the only American state, there was only a couple American stations that used to go on the air, and everything else was like Japanese television, so you had anime, you have Robotech, you have all the other different Japanese manga cartoons that used to come on. We got Scooby-Doo every once in a while. I think KTLA was the only simulcast that we had there, but you know, it was very big Japanese culture on television. But my friends and I, we used to dress up and we used to pick, like, for instance, I right now am dressed up. Not that you have a video camera or anything. I don't know why I dressed up because I like,
I was going to ask you, who are you dressed up as today?
Right now I'm dressed up as Sailor Mars, and my connection with Sailor Mars, there's different types of people that are attracted to cosplay. The crazy.
And the really crazy.
There's a fangirls, and we call ourselves otaku. And we kind of, I guess, connect with different characters, and we dress up like them. And I like Sailor Mars because, like, she's kind of like a cock blocker. Out of all of them, she's very practical. She doesn't trust men a lot.
It's a Sailor Moon cartoon, correct?
It's a Sailor Moon character.
Very little. I've seen the costume before,
I've never heard any of it. I've never seen any of it.
I'm a Shinto princess.
I liked Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest is very good, but yeah, there isn't any characters that I could play on
Race
Johnny
Bannon.
Quest.
I think you dress up as Bandit.
Like Bandit, like the dog. Get a little circle in my eye.
Now, some people are very, very passionate about this and take their characters very, very seriously. So is this a character you are passionate about, or is this somebody that you just like?
This is a character that I very much connect with. So yes, I guess so. But I wouldn't say that it's one of my most passionate characters. I have... the three different types of people, I think, that like to cosplay are the fangirls, or boys, or fanboys. Mm-hmm. Then you have people that just like to have their photos taken. And sometimes they make their own costumes, or sometimes they don't.
Right.
Same with the otaku, the fan folk. And then you have, I would say, like the third group of people are just people that like to sew the costumes. They like to create a character. And I actually didn't start creating my own versions of the character because I was very diehard into trying to making things authentic. Mm. It was just very important to me to try and get it. Like today, honestly, I actually cried because I messed up my makeup and I was going to wear a different outfit. I was going to be Cece from Code Geass. It's another Japanese anime.
Man, I don't know these
but
shows.
Anyway, I'm digressing. I was very upset.
Can we have a moment?
Yes, a moment. Let me fan my eyes. But, there's three different types of people, and those are the type of people that are attracted to this, I guess, this hobby, but it's become professional.
Well, it's huge now because I know because it's all over TV. There's TV shows. I noticed that
Heroes of Cosplay. Heroes of Cosplay. A girl that I know, Yaya Han
right.
is heading that show, and it's become very, very popular.
But there's shows, there's conventions, there's. I mean, it's all based on either movies, books, too, characters, and comics, and like
right.
just about everything, right?
Oh,
I mean, like there's
everybody. I mean, it is across the board. I saw right. girls dressing up as Doctor Who. I mean, it's like it crosses all the anything that comes off as sci-fi or geek or nerd, anything like that suddenly has cosplay. Superheroes,
yes.
I see a
and
lot.
And you make
of.
All your own costumes.
I did not make this one.
Okay.
I have to.
But
admit.
You do.
But I do make my own costumes. Yeah. And I like to make them customized now. Like I was Hobaka. Last San Diego Comic Con.
Okay.
It's a sexy version of Chewbacca.
No, actually,
we did a scene on Julie Land where Phoenix Marie fucked Chewbacca. It's a great video, by the way.
I really have no idea where to go with
she
that.
She fucked
one
Chewbacca.
Right,
it's amazing.
That's
well, I think Geek Chic started maybe when porn girls, like in the 90s, I want to say Stacey Burke was probably one of the first people to do superhero cosplay. She was
right.
one of the first people that I remember doing that, and we were starting to do fetish shoots.
Right.
Dressed up as, and that was like in the 90s. That was in the mid-90s.
My very good friend and Jedi student, Sherry Roberts, shot all the Nerdcore calendars.
Okay,
do you remember those Nerdcore calendars?
Yes.
Sherry shot all those.
And she shot Stacy, I believe.
I think she did as well.
As Superwoman. I remember.
Yes, you're right. She shot a lot of that stuff. They did a lot of the costume stuff. Like, when you think about it, before the time.
Yeah.
And now she has her own website called iHeartGirls.com.
Yeah, there's it became wildly popular to fetish size. Is that
yeah.
fetish size? I have some problems with some words. English as a second language. But the different types of superheroes, because now you have women that have augmented bodies willing to dress like this.
Right.
And now suddenly things are popping off the stage, like literally popping off the stage.
It's gotten a lot sexual more than ever. I think not only the girls that are doing it are like porn star strippers, whatever girls are doing this crazy thing.
Because now they're getting paid for it.
Yeah, and it's like it's weird. I've talked to friends that have gone to Comic-Con where they're just like every year it gets kind of, it's like 5 years ago it was like PG rated kind of costuming. Now it's like X. Girls are wearing like next to nothing, skin tight bodysuits with big boobs, and it's getting just more and more sexual because they've realized that there's an audience of nerds out there that are a bunch of perverts.
Oh yeah,
and lonely.
Well,
you
I
get paid
I think
for
the
costume shoots
and
in
think,
your costume.
Yeah, like
so
I, and I know
showing,
I know girls.
A form of advertising.
I know girls who've worn costumes to do scenes and privates
yes.
and everything else in. And
well, when you look at the superhero, I mean, when you look at comic books, it's always been. I mean,
oh, yeah.
the superhero, the females have always been curvy and have big tits
on.
And you know, and skin type things.
I had the biggest crush on the Invisible Woman from the Fantastic Four when I was like five.
Oh, that's a, I mean, was I think
name?
It's hot.
So, how do you feel about Jessica Alba playing her?
Yeah. The what?
How do you feel about Jessica Alba playing her?
Oh, love it. Jessica
she's
Alba
so,
can do no wrong.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. She's beautiful.
She needs to meet me.
Wow. Now, I've always found, you know, when the girls dress up as sluts is always great. It used to be held to just Halloween.
Right.
Halloween was the excuse for girls to dress up as sluts.
Right, exactly.
And has Comic-Con now been, now you can be a superhero slut?
Right.
Is that the attention whore thing aspect of it?
Yeah, that is the second category. The attention whore category.
The narcissist.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, too, is like they have a lot of costume companies that are geared towards making sexy versions of all the superhero costumes, making female sexy versions of male, male characters.
A really good stylist friend of mine I know who can make anything
yeah.
has made lots of costumes, whether they're dance costumes, stripper costumes, whatever, but she makes a lot of this stuff as well.
I mean, I had a couple sets when I used to feature dance where I was a superhero. So, I mean, I was G.I. Jane.
Now,
a sexy version of
which is hot. Not the Demi Moore. You have the full hair, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. No, one of my favorites has been is Harley Quinn from Batman.
Right.
And that one is already a sexy thing. But there are girls who are taking that so far beyond in creative ways, in very sexy ways. But I think that's a hot one.
See, no, I know. It's Catwoman, and that's it.
But the Catwoman is already
Julie
sexy.
Julie Newmar's Catwoman.
Really?
Oh, we're going Julie Newmar's one.
Oh, come on.
They have latex versions of Harley Quinn.
Right now, Mika Tan has pulled out her phone, and we're going through here, and there's all sorts of sexy photos of a latex version of Harley Quinn. And they all seem to be drinking coffee. Who are you dressed up in this? It's a green outfit.
Phoenix. Marvel Universe.
God, I don't know what any of these people are.
Now, do you think people dig deeper and deeper now that, I mean, when you go, there's going to be a lot of Catwomen. There's going to be a lot of Harley Quinns. There's going to be a lot of, you know, very popular.
What's the most random that you think,
is there some dude going into, this character, you know, was in, or this girl, this guy was in one comic book in 1972. Here's my evidence of it. This is why I'm cooler than you are.
There is a degree of being so nerdy now because it's become so mainstream. To stand yourself apart from all the other regular cosplayers or people that buy their costumes is, well, number one, make your own costume so you can and customize it. Or I saw a really great Boba Fett that was he blended in steampunk and it was freaking awesome at San Diego Comic Con. Like, I got moist. Moist.
So you like it this much?
Oh, that was hot. It was hot.
I just think, if only he knew. He's wearing the helmet thinking, this is...
But, I mean, usually cosplayers, we would... I'm part of a group of cosplay improv comedians. Yeah, it's called Comic Book Live. It's at iOS, Improv West.
Where's this at?
Huh? That Improv Olympics is in Sunset in Hollywood.
Okay.
And we dress up. The thing is about cosplayers and how it all started originally is that a bunch of people will get together, they do it, and then they reenact pieces from the comic book and or television show or movie, I guess.
When I think of that, I think about those guys that did Point Break live. Do you remember that?
No.
They did the movie Point Break on stage, right? It was over here in Santa Monica.
I would have to watch this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? I've never heard of it.
They just brought it back.
Did they? Yeah. It was cool. And then there's Johnny Utah, you know. Give me two. Give me two.
I do want to say that was Brian Dooley, our resident zombie expert, who came in to hang out with us today. So if you hear him chiming in from a distance,
him. It's just so you would reenact. What do you guys reenact the comic book thing?
Yeah. Well, we did. Let's see. We did the zombie apocalypse version on Marvel. I was zombie She-Hulk. I had green paint and everything. I was actually eating Reed Richards' kid. Yeah, it was pretty fun. But there was, we just did the Superman. When the new Superman movie came out, we all got together and we did improv comedy based on Superman, and I was Ursa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you find the time to do all this?
My question is, why?
People have to have hobbies.
I think you need to watch more TV.
I think it all boils down to the fact that I don't have television and I haven't watched television since 95. You need another hobby.
take another hobby, I don't know. Watching TV. Yeah.
Crochet. I don't like sitting down. I like creating my own fantasies. I think the life that I create for myself and the fantasy world that I build for myself is a lot more interesting than ones that people write for me.
Mm.
Now, do you have any upcoming characters that you are planning for that you're...
I want to know what your favorite character is.
Yeah, that was... exactly. As well.
If you could be anybody and have those powers...
That's so hard to do.
Would you want to be Wonder Woman?
No.
Spider-Man?
Hmm.
Batman?
I'm Batman.
Well, one year I dressed up like Voodoo, and I really like Voodoo. I would love to be Voodoo.
Who's Voodoo? Voodoo the porn star?
No. I would like to be your man with a very large penis. No, not at all. skydive all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
I walked around with a parachute on and with my dick hanging out.
No.
It might work.
Well, Jim Lee drew a comic book series called Wildcats, which is it's kind of an offshoot of the mutant universe, the Marvel mutant universe.
Wow.
And there is a character called Voodoo, and she was a psychic stripper.
Wow.
Yes, she was a psychic. She made so much money because she knew when and
and
who to take.
And you could
off
just
for.
See
who,
the guys.
Who would pay money? Who's paying money?
I want to meet the guys who created the character, how lonely they must have been. Right?
Totally.
Oh, I'm working here all day long at Marvel drawing. I need to come up with something that's hot and sexy. And
yes, I would make a killing because then I would know, okay, this guy is not going to pay me any money. I'm not going to bother.
Okay. you know, I like comic books. I don't read that much. I, you know, I enjoy the superhero movies, but I'm still, I mean, in the real world, I'm a novice to this whole thing.
Right.
I mean, you've just thrown out characters that I have no clue.
I know, completely over our heads.
Exactly. And I'm assuming that there's people above your level as would be judgmental
not.
Of, you know.
Of what's what the, I know.
What's
yeah.
the best costume you ever saw?
I went to the 40th anniversary of Star Trek Con. By the way, I'm a lifetime.
Are you Trekkie?
Yes, I'm total Trekkie. I'm part of this Starfleet International.
New generation, old generation.
TOS, baby, the original
Deep Space
series,
Nine.
The original series.
So you don't speak Klingon?
I do not speak Klingon. It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult. But I.
Who's
I,
your
I
favorite
like to,
Star
I like to
Trek
dress up like
character?
A Vulcan. I like Vulcans.
Really?
Yeah, Spock. In fact, I. Do you like the new I have a photo Star here, Trek? Not that anyone would be able to see it, but I have a photo with.
I shot William Shatner once.
With William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy as T'Pring, as their bride in the original series.
Oh, wow.
A Mock Time.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm so, that's my geek cred right there.
So who would you hook up with
but
first?
I sewed this one myself. I would totally... Oh, Leonard Nimoy.
Totally.
Hands down.
He's still around. He's still kicking.
He's still, yeah.
He's doing some stuff.
And you know, even if he's tired, I'll jump on top. It's all right.
You'll hook him up.
Just lie there.
You know, it's okay.
Just sit there and say, live long and prosper, and we're all good.
Give me the Spocker. Give me the Spocker.
Just touch me here.
Mind meld me.
Exactly.
So illogical.
Exactly. So rigid. It's like,
Okay, I think we could do probably 5 shows with Mika Tan on these different topics. I think we should probably close on that one.
Yeah,
you want to bring her back?
There's a lot of people, and I wanted to just give recognition to cosplayers that are way better and more... far more involved than I am.
So it's a lot crazier. You're not that crazy.
I mean, a lot of them do it professionally. I mean, Yaya Han, I mentioned her earlier, but she's running that show. That's a reality show, The Heroes of Cosplay. But Adrienne Curry, we tweet a lot. She's fantastic. There's a bunch of them.
Well, oh my God. Tell you what, let's go ahead and can we have you back for another show?
For cosplay?
For, I think... pop culture and comic books and sci-fi. I think we have plenty of stuff here. Tell you what, how about you tell me how everybody can find you, how they can stalk you online, how they can see these pictures of you dressed up?
Let's see. Probably go to my website first. It's www.mikatan.com, MIKATAN.com. And then I'm on Twitter. I also post a lot of photos on Twitter. That is twitter.com/Mika_tan. I also have a Facebook, but I don't Facebook very much.
Nobody does. Nobody really does.
I find it very boring.
Well, Mika, we're going to definitely have you back. Thank you, everyone, for listening to More with Mo. You guys can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where I post all sorts of fun BTS pictures from the shoots that I work on. Thanks again for listening, and see you next time.
Thank you.